The Utah State Fair Board of Directors met Wednesday with Real Salt Lake owner Deloy Hansen to consider his proposal to build a new minor league soccer stadium at the fair park. Hansen says the plan could save the fair, which is struggling financially. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Deloy Hansen has agreed to pay for the new stadium, which is estimated to cost between $13 million and $18 million. The 8 to 10,000 seat venue would be located on the north end of the fair park at 155 North and 1000 West. It would house the minor league Real Monarchs, the Real Pro Women's Soccer Team, amateur men's leagues, and other programs. Hansen says RSL needs a way to develop talent to compete with other major league teams.
All Major League Soccer teams are affiliating or owning a developmental league team. This will be ours. We had thought of putting it in California. We've been approached from Arizona, California, other parts of Utah, but this is the right place.
But before the project can get underway, the state legislature must extend the fair board's property lease. Hansen says he's spoken only to the fair board about the project and has chosen not to lobby state lawmakers.
We've laid out what we can do. We think alert politicians will see the opportunity.
The fair board has unanimously agreed to continue negotiations with RSL. Board Chair Roger Beatty says it's an exciting time for soccer fans in Utah, but more planning needs to be done.
Getting very, very excited is a lot like running in the dark. It's a lot of fun until you hit a tree. So there's a lot of work that has to be done behind the scenes right now, a lot of analysis. But at this juncture, everybody's very excited to proceed and hoping that everything will work out well.
Beatty says the board is hoping to come to a decision by December. If the project moves forward, Real Monarchs could start their first season in March at Rio Tinto Stadium in Sandy. Hansen hopes they'll play their second season at the State Fair Park. Whitney Evans, KUER News.